My name's Jim Odlin. I'm a recovering ex-council member and a commercial fisherman with 5 fishing boats. Jim, I've been involved with the track for several years now, and we've been getting 2 models out of the track. Both were told to us for many years now, probably 3 or 4 years, that they were equally plausible. One was .20 and one was .50. So we've got Eastern Georges Bank with 2 models, equally plausible, 1.20, 1.50. We've got the Gulf of Maine on M. I'm talking about M's, just for the record. But, and we got the Gulf of Maine stock that we now see is showing tendencies to be a higher M than .2. Now you're looking at .40. So the stock in the middle has had no change in natural mortality in an area where we know has the most seals, that the dogfish spend the most time, and has the biggest biomass of skates involved. It just, I can't get my arms around that. Something is not adding up in those differences.
Yeah, that's related to that retrospective pattern in the Gulf of Maine cod in the Georges Bank cod assessment. There's a retrospective pattern. Now, that retrospective pattern in that assessment could be fixed if in the model we were to assume that the natural mortality rate was higher. The analysts could find the exact value of M that would make the model fit perfectly. But apparently they felt that it was better at this point to just live with the retrospective pattern and make the adjustment rather than to put all their eggs in one basket and say it's definitely a change in M and this is the new value of M, so that they did not do that.
Yeah, I mean, I listened to a lot of these debates over the webinar, and by the way, you've got to buy a better microphone down there. I mean, we got an $85 million boat and we got a $10 microphone. It's just disgusting how we can't hear what's going on. But I did hear something that really caught my eye, and I think somebody on the council was mentioning that. And it was a statement, and I couldn't tell who in the room made it, okay, because I have a lousy microphone to listen to this, and I can't get there all the time. The statement was, we can't consider a higher M because it would lead to a higher catch, right? That's not science, right? That's just crazy. That's somebody's biases all over the place. I mean, if it was me, that person, I don't know who said it. They should have been kicked out of the room. So it just seems to me that you're making the statement. You still haven't explained why there's the difference, right? But you're saying that you could correct the retrospective pattern with a higher M. I would say that's leading you to the conclusion that there's a higher M. You know, and that needs to be more fully vetted. So my next point is that in the beginning of your statement, you mentioned something about, well, the industry isn't going to catch their quota. Well, there's a lot of things that go on in fishing, you know, as you said, regulations, but there's a lot of other things. We only catch, I don't know, we're fishing less than 10% of the water column. I mean, that's the effect of where we fish. If the fish, for some reason, record high temperatures in the Gulf of Maine are not available to catch, you don't catch them. If, which I maintain, we used to catch most of the cod in the Gulf of Maine relatively close to shore, there's 8 million traps in the way, and you can't go to where the traps are, that's going to lead you not to be able to catch the cod there. And it's also affecting the survey. So I think that's, you know, on one side of it, we say, well, we're not catching the fish, so that means they're not there. But when somebody catches the fish, it's because they concentrated themselves. It's just, I think Peter was on to that. Then I've got another point, I guess, to make, not so much a question. And that is, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about how, and it's been alluded that the council and the industry haven't made the choices that they've had to make in the past. Well, the whole time I sat up there, we took the choices and we made the hard decisions and we took the advice we got and made decisions based on that. Can't be this council's fault or the industry's fault if the advice we had gotten for the past 9 or 10 years has been wrong. I mean, I think Tom Neese did a study recently that showed that we have not overshot our quotas for quite a while now, but we're not seeing anything that's getting us results out of that, according to the latest data. I mean, can you explain that? I mean, we're taking the advice, we've done it, it's not working.